This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. FAPC is part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today, we are here to talk to Dr. Salim Hizaroglu about the value-added wood products part of FAPC.
Of course, when we look at the FAPC, most of the projects, most of the main project, I should say, they are all related to the food products. In my case, we are using the wood material as an agricultural product to develop to some kind of value-added panel products. My main involvement at FAPC to develop to produce experimental wood composite panels from underutilized species, including eastern red cedar, which is considered as an invasive species in our state. But we use the eastern red cedar, low-quality eastern red cedar logs and resources to manufacture those kind of panel products. Of course, we test different physical and mechanical properties of those panels. So that is the main idea or main involvement of mine.
Where some people see a nuisance, FAPC is working to find value.
When we say underutilized species, again, I'm going to pick up the eastern red cedar. Each tree is absorbing substantial amount of water. And as we all know, Oklahoma has a big cattle industry. If there's no water, of course, grazing is going to be influenced. Complete ecological system will be influenced adversely. So we can easily eliminate that problem, not only by prescribed burning, but also use the fiber resources to convert into some kind of value-added product. So if we consider any kind of invasive species, as I said before several times, eastern red cedar can easily be considered as an agricultural material. So we are trying to develop panel products from that underutilized species so that not only we can solve that invasive species problem in our state, also we can use that resource in a way, sustainable perspective.
Besides wood paneling, FAPC is developing other uses for underutilized wood.
Again, in addition to the eastern red cedar, as we all know, in eastern red cedar, there is a certain percentage oil in the wood. We also try to develop how we can extract the oil from eastern red cedar more efficient and effective way. And that oil is used for so many different applications, such as pet shampoo, soap manufacturing, those kind of things. And the mulch manufacturing is also a big project, I would say, not only eastern red cedar, but also other underutilized species such as mesquite, such as Osage orange, can easily be used to produce some kind of value-added product.
FAPC products can be seen in parts of our everyday lives.
And particle board can be used for so many different applications, from cabinet manufacturing, furniture manufacturing, paneling in the mobile homes as an underlayment. But majority of the particle board can be used for interior application rather than exterior. If you are going to look at the exterior panel products, we are simply referring to oriented strand board or wafer board, which can also be produced from medium-sized eastern red cedar or any other species. Of course, those panels will be used for exterior applications, which will have resistance against water or moisture content, I should say.
FAPC's impact on the public expands beyond just the development of products for our use.
A main idea to produce or develop to some kind of value-added product is, in long run, to convert or in a way to develop that material at the commercial scale. Of course, when we try to shift to the experimental side of the story to the commercial scale, definitely you are going to create some job opportunity. Even if you try to develop or the establish small size of particle board mill, you are going to create at least 10, maybe 15, maybe more job opportunities. So in that case, you will simply enhance overall well-being of the society in our state.
A big thank you goes out to Dr. Hizaroglu for joining us today. We love learning about his position in the value-added wood products department. For more information about our many departments in FAPC, check out our FAPC Connect app in the App Store or go to fapcconnect.com. You can also visit our website at fapc.biz. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode. You don't want to miss it.